Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of the Let's Trust team, and I want to thank you for being here today and joining together to say our health is important. Becoming healthy is the best decision you'll ever make. It is worth it, and I hope you know you are worth it. Whether you're just venturing down this road for the first time or you've been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, we welcome you. We're here to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate accomplishments, and sometimes hold each other accountable, whatever you need. So we're going to get moving right away. I hope wherever you are in the country, it's a little bit warmer than we are here right now, but hey, it's January in Ohio here. So again, welcome. Remember that we're taking your questions. Lisa is working with me today, and if you have any questions or if you want to share a success story or if you have a challenge you want to talk about, want to share about what works for you out there and you just want people to know and share your story, please press 1, okay? We want you to come on board. So this is what I think we're about. You know, the show, we did the first show in November, and I took it butterflies before it starts, but the instant that little British lady says, Blog Talk Radio, I just get a sense of calm, and I feel it's just because of you. It's such a community we're building out there, and you guys are also welcoming and wonderful and are here to go down this road together. I mean, we just, we're all talking about health. So this is what the show's about, just bringing people together, inviting people to come on this show to share what works, share when you may be struggling, and we just share television before. Sounds horrible. I hope. I'm sorry. No, I'm not walking. I'm not walking on the treadmill today. So, this is better. Dang. This is too important. Okay, sorry, guys. Okay. So, anyways, I was just thinking about this, and this is what we're just about, you know, bringing people on to share what works. Share when you're maybe struggling, because you know we're all going to hit those potholes in the road and those detours because of life, because we all know there's someone out there that's walked that same path before can help. So I hope that is what you feel with us, that we're slowly building a community just by being on this call, because there's different reasons why each of you may be calling in. And I'll tell you, it has been such a gift back to me. It's helped me stay focused on my health journey. I guess that wasn't something I was really, kind of expecting. And I feel it's been, I mean, it makes sense, but it's just been a great, great thing. And again, I don't feel like I'm alone. I work here, Brittany and I work together. So, you know, we're not out and about very much, so it can get lonely sometimes, but, knowing we're all working together on this is just priceless. So I was looking at what community is, and a lot of times you think of community, you think of people living in the same place, you know, homes and so forth. But, you know, one of the definitions of community is just feeling a fellowship with each other as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. And that's what this is. That's what this is. And so, again, welcome and hang with us. Let us know. I just want to, you know, wait till you hear our friend and speaker today that's here to share. And well, you know, just think of other people and think, you know, if you want to come on and share, that's what this is, okay? It's a vehicle and a venue and a place where everyone is welcome to work together towards things called health, okay? So, again, and I got to tell you, you guys, I so appreciate Jeannie coming on the show today. I actually, like, Facebooked her yesterday and said, Jeannie, would you come on the show? And she does. Said an absolute yes. So with her giving heart, I just want to welcome her to the show today. I think they're out in California. I think when we talked earlier today, she was in California. So let's see where they're at. Jeannie, I'm going to bring you on here. Hi, Jeannie.
Hello, Kim. I'm doing good. And yes, we are in California.
You are in California.
And thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show today. It means a lot to me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm so honored. I am constantly reminded every week about this community of people that you know, drivers and people in the driving industry that just want to do everything they can to make this industry better, more healthy, and just be the best we can. So, and you are a big part of that, Jeannie. How are you?
Yeah, well, thanks. I think there's a lot of people that's spreading the awareness for trucker health, and with everybody pulling together, I think it's really becoming a huge thing out here on the road. So, I designed Heart Smart Highway to try to, you know, inspire other truckers towards a healthier way of life. I post a lot of meals that I cook on the truck, just to show how versatile healthy ingredients can be. Food can still taste good and still be healthy. So,
yeah. So, Jeannie,
you know,
how you got started. Like, what was it that I even inspired you to get your Facebook page started?
Well, you know, Kim, I've kind of had a healthy mindset for a long time in my life. As a child, I was taught to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. We didn't have a lot of access to fast foods, and in return, I taught my daughter those same principles to, you know, have nutrition and exercise in her life. And now she practices a plant-based diet, and we kind of feed off each other with that. I started realizing I really enjoyed cooking, just basic cooking and creating meals and sharing for friends and family. Found that it was really good therapy for me. 8 years ago, my husband and I started team driving, and I was in pretty good physical shape at that time when we got in the truck, but pretty early on, I fell into that same habit that I think so many other truck drivers do. Just fast food becomes convenient, and that's what you find yourself doing. Before you know it, you've got a weight issue. 30 pounds comes on pretty quick when you have an unhealthy diet.
It does. So it does.
That
so
was
long?
My inspiration. That my,
okay.
I just didn't find myself as being a heavy person.
Yeah. So what was it? What was the turnaround for you?
I guess just jumping on the scales and seeing pictures posted of myself, and I just, you know, not recognizing myself as what I once was, and realizing I was getting a little older and needed to make the change, and kind of took it back to my roots and started, you know, back using fresh ingredients and staying away from processed foods as much as possible, and trying to get control of my weight. When you hit middle age, like I said before, it comes off a lot slower than what it comes on.
It does. So you pretty much have a little ways to go. Oh, goodness. And time goes by so fast, like you said, you know, before you know it. And I think I've done this before, you know, when I avoid the scale or just being aware of my numbers, you know. We kind of have an idea, but when I avoid it, I'm never pleasantly surprised, you know. So I guess a good point of that for anybody listening out is if it's something you're even thinking about, you know, that's a good place to start. Just say, okay, where am I at? You know, and start where you are. And it sounds like that's what you guys did, and then got back to basics. Is that, like, tell us what that was. What did you instantly change up, or was it over a period of time?
You know, it kind of was over a little period of time. We tried to get out and walk a little bit more and whatnot, get out of the truck as much as possible. Not always succeeding with that, but you know, just staying out of the truck stops, eating and staying away from the fast food and eating more in the truck, to where now just about every meal we eat in the truck because we know what our ingredients are. We eat a lot of salads and a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. And of course, everybody's seeing what I'm posting. Everybody sees what I eat on Heart Smart Highway, so there you go.
That's a different way to be accountable, huh? That's pretty awesome.
Exactly. Not to say there's not some cheating going on in between, but, you know,
yeah.
Hey, we are human.
That's right. You got to have that. I believe that wholeheartedly. So when you're out on the road, a couple different things. So when you're on the road, how long are you guys out for?
Stay out for 2 months at a time, and then we go home for 2 weeks, and then we do it all over again. So we're out here a substantial amount of time.
So then what are you one that like plans out your menu, shop off your menu? How do you prep your truck? And how often do you stop to restock when you're out there?
Well, I can get approximately 2 weeks of groceries in the truck. I'm pretty fortunate. We have a really nice bulk custom truck sleeper in our truck, supplied to us by Godspeed Expeditors. And so I do have all the whistles and bells. So food storage might be a little easier for me than what it is other drivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that being said, we don't have to stop as often other than, you know, produce. You have to stop a little more often and get that.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other part of your question? I'm sorry.
How do you prepare? Like, when you know you're going to hit back out on the road, at least for that initial 2 weeks, what do you do? What do you get ready?
Well, I have my basics that I purchase. You know, I just go to the produce aisle and just start buying a bunch of produce. I spend a lot of hours behind the steering wheel, so my mind has to have something to think about. It always seems like I'm creating new dishes all the time while I'm cooking, and then I'm like, oh, I got this ingredient and that ingredient, and I'll just put this together. And so I cook it and eat it. And if it tastes good, then I kind of jot it down to put in my memory banks to be able to cook it again. And I can't say I succeed 100% of the time because I use my husband as a judge, so he's a little more finicky than what I am.
Oh, is he? Is he?
Yeah,
so, okay,
he would
so
like
to
have meat for every meal.
Oh, yeah. So how do you balance that between a team and having different tastes and so forth? Because I would think that would almost be an added challenge. Not that our guys are challenged, but you know what I mean.
I guess I tell him I shop and I cook, and so he eats.
Okay.
I try to throw some things in for him. He's not that picky,
yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
he would
yeah.
like to see more meat on the plate, and I tend to go more towards a plant-based diet. But So I throw meat in every now and again for him, but I kind of try to stay with fish and chicken. And So that keeps him happy.
Still the healthy, leaner type meats, right? So what are some of the basics? What are, like, if I was in your kitchen right now, what are some basics you have with you that are your staples?
Well, I always have a bunch of kale, cucumbers, zucchini, onions, fresh herbs. I don't buy a ton of canned foods. I do have a few things. Sometimes it's easier, you know, to buy canned beans and that kind of stuff rather than cooking them down. You know, it's more of a lengthy process. Those kind of things work really good on a 30-minute DOT break. And I use a lot of, you know, olive oil, coconut oil, and that kind of stuff for cooking. And got to stay away from the vegetable oils.
You are speaking my language. I hope all you guys are getting hungry out there. So that's pretty cool. So you decide, it's kind of interesting because if you go to Lisa and Kevin's house, Kevin cooks a lot. Well, they both cook, right, Lisa? One thing I learned, and it was a different way of looking at even my own kitchen that I have, they have he called it like components. He would have different components in place, and it sounds like you might have the same thing. Like you have your go-to things, like you said, your kale, cucumber, and then, which is kind of cool while you're driving, you're thinking of what you're going to do with all that. So you have all the different pieces together, but then you can get creative and put your meals together. Is it kind of the same thing? You just have certain components, and then you get creative and have fun with it and create some healthy
dishes? It is. It is, exactly. And I usually, when I go to put my produce out, I go get different colored stuff. I get red produce. I get yellow produce. I get green produce because I feel like a colorful plate not only looks attractive, but the health benefits that you're getting from each of those different items, you know, you're just benefiting from them. So there's so many things like that you can put together in different dishes that just make it really nice and healthy.
Yeah, that's so great. So tell us a little bit more about what inspired you to start the Heart Smart Highway Facebook page.
tell you what, I'm sorry, you cut out on me, Kim.
Oh, yeah, I know, I hear, I think my sound is acting up today, I'm sorry. So what inspired you to start the Heart Smart Highway Facebook page?
Well, I have a really good friend of mine who has had the opportunity to sit at my table numerous times and seemed to like my food, and I tried to inspire him and his wife to eat a more healthy diet. And through mine and his conversation, he kind of inspired me to get started with it all. And since then, I'm very happy and have a lot of gratitude towards him for that. He's still kind of over in my corner as a fan, I guess. We talk healthy food all the time. And he just kind of explained, I guess, the need for the awareness for healthy eating to truck drivers. And because I was already kind of doing it for myself and my husband, he inspired me to start sharing it with everyone else. So that was kind of how Heart Smart Highway kind of came about in the beginning. And since then, I've just had a ball with it, you know. I try to post as much as I can, and I'm getting really good group participation from other people, which is really nice to see that other people are also cooking healthy meals on there.
So. Yeah. So you're building your whole community there and people sharing, and I think that's just so wonderful. And I'll tell you that you guys have got to go out and see her Facebook page, because Jeannie, the meals you post out there are just amazing. I mean, they just look clean. They look absolutely delicious. They are colorful, like, you know, like you say. And that's why I wanted to reach out to you, because I'm thinking other people have got to see this.
Thank you.
You such a talent. And to share it is just paying it forward in just such a great way. What else are you going to? What else are you doing with the Facebook page? What else do you have ahead?
Well, right now we are we're having a Heart Smart Highway cooking challenge. If anybody's interested, they can get on my Heart Smart Highway page and read the details, and it'll explain everything. Godspeed Expediter is actually sponsoring the Healthy Cooking Challenge. It's going to go for 6 months. It starts February 1st. There'll be six winners, because it'll go through July. There'll be six monthly winners, and those winners will be registered into a cook-off that's going to be held at GATS in August. And then the winner of that cook-off will receive a $500 gift card sponsored by Godspeed Expediters. So just get on to Heart Smart Highway, and you can read the details, and it'll give you everything that you need to know to participate in that.
Oh, that is great. So what are you hoping to see from there? What are you excited to see?
I just hope that a lot of people decide to participate. One of the things that I've requested is that the meals be, you know, in a healthy meal. And they can post as many as they want through the month, but there'll only be one winner picked. But the more times you post, the more option that you'll have to win for that month. And there will be a monthly prize given at the end of the month as well for the monthly winner.
Okay. So are people going to post recipes as well? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I've asked them to post recipes and pictures. So.
Okay. Great. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine 6 months of healthy meals being posted out there?
That would be kind of nice, won't it?
Yeah, it sure will. I was just going to add that, you know, anybody, for even on the road or at home or anything like that, I think we all need different ideas, and especially on the healthy side of how to cook, and because we get stuck in a rut a lot, you know, with cooking. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see.
I've seen that there's people that's following my page that are actually at home as well, so that's kind of nice. I mean, healthy cooking is, you know, for all of us, not just truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
you
got
to remember, truck drivers do go home every now and again, so we need to carry on the same practices at home as we do in the truck.
Yeah, you know, and I've heard from several people that they actually have an easier time sometimes on the road because they can control their environment more. And so when they're home, which would be kind of cool to to maybe even have a whole thing like, okay, now when you're home, you know, when you're home,
right.
keep up and keep it going, you know, so you don't go back
I too
there.
Find
so.
It. I too find it more difficult at home to stay on track and,
yeah.
than what it is out truck.
Yeah.
Also have
yeah.
I've got Bolt Custom Trucks. I wanted to mention them. They are also sponsoring me on some different things that we've got working.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. They actually designed and built the sleeper that in the truck that we drive. So they're a very talented group of people there. And we'll let y'all know more about those different things that we've got working. And,
yeah.
I'm working on a cookbook, so that should be coming out sometime early summer, I'm hoping. And
that's exciting.
Cooking for truck drivers, so, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, my goodness, that'll be priceless for people, absolutely. So, Dee, what would you say to people that are not quite sure where to start? Maybe they're not cooking in the truck right now, or they're in a rut, or... You know, they're just not sure, even, I don't know, appliance-wise, even what you would recommend them start with if they don't have anything, or what would you say to somebody just looking to, you know what, I want to do more of what you're doing, what do I need to do?
Well, I think the first thing to do is sign up to Heart Smart Highway, and I think you'll get a lot of good tips from that page.
Yeah.
As I stated before, I've got a very deluxe sleeper, so things may come a little easier for me than what it is for some other drivers. I've got the built-in, you know, convection oven and the burner on the counter and refrigerator and freezer, so it is more of a challenge for other drivers that don't
mm-hmm.
have all of those amenities. But basically what I say is my dishes are made from baking, boiling, and sautéing. So if you
okay.
can figure out a way in your truck, you know, whether you have to use an electric skillet or the Ninja, I'm hearing the Ninja is a huge appliance out there in the trucking world. I don't have one because I do have the convection oven, but
mm-hmm.
I've done a little bit of research on the Ninja, and it seems like the baking times are real equivalent to what they are in the convection oven. There's a lot of background noise there, Kim.
Oh, wow. I wonder, because I'm not moving. That's really strange. Ugh. I've got a lot of internet problems today. I'm blaming it on the weather.
There you go. Weather's good here.
Yeah. Oh. I'm not a winter girl, even though I grew up here all my life. So, anyhow, thanks for sharing that with me so I could try to adjust a little bit. So, with the, you know, you made me think of that. With the cooking challenge, are people going to share to you what they're cooking it in? What kind of appliance they're cooking it in?
You know, I guess I didn't make that a stipulation, but that's a really great idea to be able to have the knowledge of how people are cooking, for sure. I might add that
mm-hmm.
in. Thanks, Kim.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, it just says, One of our wonderful members, listening, Sarah, just joined the page not too long ago, and I think she just bought, I can't think of what machine she just bought, a rice cooker, I think? Yeah.
The aroma cooker,
posted,
I think.
Yeah, and so she just posted some gorgeous, healthy recipes out there. So, yeah, I'm always fascinated by what different appliances you guys use and what's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So on the lines of healthy... Do you and your husband, you guys walk? What do you guys do for exercise? What do you do to add to that?
Not nearly enough. Not nearly enough. That's probably the part of it all that I struggle with the most, is just getting up and getting out of the truck. So we always try to,
uh-huh.
you know, park at the farthest side of the truck stop parking lot. So it kind of forces us to take a little longer walk to go in.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we stop, we try to get out if it's his drive time, and I try to get out and do a little something. He tries to get out if it's my drive time and I happen to stop. You know, 30-minute breaks, we hear a lot of people utilizing a lot of exercising techniques and stuff in, and I guess I'm guilty of not doing quite enough in that category. I gotta get a little more resilient to all that, I guess.
Well,
especially if I
want
to
do
these last 10 pounds off.
What is that?
I said, especially if I want to get these last 10, 15 pounds off, I think that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, you know, we talked last week on the show. Some of us on the Let's Truck team are testing out some of the like the fitness trackers, the Fitbits, and that kind of stuff. And it has mm-hmm. been interesting. It's again, it's a focus thing. You know, like when you're focused on eating healthy in the truck, you do more. If you focus on, you know, adding, it's hard to do all of it. You know, but little steps at a time, and it's just nice to have that on there to help you be accountable and challenge yourself a little bit. So we might want to take
that's
a look
it.
At one of those.
And that's something going back to your previous questions about what advice to people that's just starting to get into this. And, you know, if you're wanting to make a health change, baby steps is the
mm-hmm.
best starting point. Don't expect a big change, you know, change in everything completely overnight. It's really hard, and it's very hard to stick to. So baby steps and easing into it, changing out some of your ingredients and just kind of staying away from the processed foods and in the fast food restaurants, in the truck stops and whatnot, and also even with exercising, you know, a lot of us have went so long with not exercising that to get into a big regimen on a daily basis, probably wouldn't be able to climb up into the driver's seat and drive. That'd be so sore.
Yeah.
But baby steps to get started in anything, and I think it's what helps long term, because you can go the distance and just add a little bit
yeah.
more in as you go.
Yeah. And to get onto pages like yours where you got like-minded people that are trying to do the same thing, and I know you're not alone out there for sure.
That's right. We all struggle with
it. Yeah, we do. But like I said, you know, sometimes you feel like you're the only one, you know, have a deal with those issues, and here you throw it out there, and other people say, yeah, I have too, and here's what I did. So I love that.
Yeah.
So, Judy, is there anything else you want to add to tell people, you know, we said we want to make sure they get out there to Heartsmart Highway and like your page and, you know, try venturing into cooking healthy and be sure to share recipes and ask questions out there. Is there anything else you want to share with people?
Well, I did want to let everybody know that I'm going to be at the Matt's Truck Show the end of March. I'm going to have our camper set up there at the Papa John's parking lot. I'm going to have a banner stating HeartSmart Highway so everybody will know. And just come on by and visit, and we'll talk healthy food if you want to, or we'll eat some healthy food, or just sit and visit and get to know the different people.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I would love to see that too. That would be great. And we're going to order up some 75-degree weather this year at Matt's instead of a little bit cold.
Please do.
Yeah, we'll have some nice weather, and you guys can all sit around a table outside and share, and that's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's it. That's it. Everybody's sharing different ideas and experiences. It's what makes it, you know, go around. So.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, Jenny, can you stay on the line a little bit? I'm going to bring on somebody here that is sharing about cooking on the truck as well, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Okay, we're going to bring in Tom from Pennsylvania. You look familiar. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Kim. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tom. I'm well, thank you.
Jeannie and I are kind of co-conspirators when it comes to cooking in the truck. You know, we bounce ideas off of back and forth off of each other on different projects we're working on, as well as that. But a couple things, because Jeannie, like she said, she's extremely fortunate, you know, that she's got the extended sleeper with all the amenities. On the other hand, I've got the OEM standard company truck type sleeper, so. You know, when you were asking earlier, I was thinking some of the differences on how we stock our trucks. I probably do carry a little more on the canvas side than Jeannie does, because I can't always guarantee when I'm going to be able to get, you know, a 70-foot-long truck into a grocery store to pick up. But one of the things at this time of year I absolutely love are your winter vegetables, like your cabbages and your squashes, because if you keep them in a cool place, they can keep on the truck for 2 to 3 weeks, in the case of squashes, a month or two, without having to be refrigerated. So even if you're a company driver, there's a lot you can do with produce, even this time of year, because I know in the winter, a lot of people go like, oh, there's not a lot of fresh produce. And actually there is, but you've got to start thinking outside of the box. And that's really the, you know, the first challenge I tell everybody is, when they're like, well, how can you cook on the truck? Well, the first question I always ask is, what do you like to eat? Now, do you like the steam? Do you like the bake? Do you like the fry? Because you can go out and buy all kinds of different equipment out there to do it. But if you don't like a certain style of food, you know, you might not want to get a steamer, for example, if you just don't like the texture of steamed food. You know, you can do a lot, like a really light saute in a frying pan with a minimal amount of healthy oil, and you can do a lot. You know, other drivers are like, well, I can't have an inverter. I've just started experimenting with the various lunchbox cookers. You know, there's two or three different brands out there, but I've been experimenting with them and have discovered, you know, for one to two people,
we just lost Tom. Just a second, Tom. I'm getting you back.
A little bit faster.
Okay, there. I lost you for a minute.
Oh, sorry about that. But like I said, I can use a lunchbox cooker and do almost anything that I could in an electric skillet or a crock pot. But once again, it's being kind of creative. It's getting on groups, whether it's Jeannie's groups or some of the other groups that are out there, and asking people what they use. You know, that's the one thing I can say about the cooking, or the people that cook in the truck community. Everybody has their own way of doing things, and no one way is right. You know, but it's just a matter of experimenting. And the, you know, the thing that I encourage everybody is, you know, if you're intimidated by cooking on the truck, just start. Once you start, we can teach you how to cook healthy. But if you're not sure how to do it, just start with what you're comfortable with. And like Jeannie says, we can give you the baby steps to getting healthy.
That's a great, great tip, Tom. And that's because I think you just have to do that. And you said something else there that, sorry, just went out of my head, so I'll have to remember. But that's a great other side of it with, you know, Jeannie, you had been talking, we talked earlier about, you know, the truck you get in, and you were very aware that other people didn't necessarily have that. But yet, I guarantee you, with everybody who's listening out there, everybody who's on your site and so forth, amongst everybody, there's somebody that's, you know, using what, like Tom, like for example, what you have, there's somebody else out there that is in the same situation and just needs a little guidance from you or from somebody else to say, this is what you can do. So.
Yeah,
Tom,
and another, go on, Kim, sorry about
that. What's your favorite thing to cook?
It all depends on my mood and the time of year. I think, like, another different, like, one thing about me is I go into the grocery store and I look for what's on sale, you know, whether it's the produce section or the meat section or whatever. I'm kind of budget conscious, and I look for things that look fresh that I know will keep, because if I stock my refrigerator good or properly, I can get about a week to 2 weeks worth of ingredients in there, depending on what it is. But once again, it has to be stuff that looks like it's near the peak of freshness, maybe not quite ready, you know, in terms of ripeness. But, you know, a lot of it's just looking, and a lot of it's also budget. I mean, I love cauliflower. I refuse to stay, to spend $4 a head for cauliflower. That's just painful to me to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think they should charge that for cauliflower. So, you know, I look at things, goes, okay, this is expensive, but, oh, hey, this is on sale. But something that I tend to do quite a bit of are things that can be baked, whether it's a roast or roasted vegetables. I do quite a bit of soups and stews. But I also do a lot of stir fries. It really just depends on what's available and kind of what my taste is. Because, you know, when I first started cooking on the truck, I was big into red meat. As I started getting healthier, I still enjoy a good piece of steak or a roast, but partly because of the price and partly my taste have changed. I don't, I don't want to say I don't enjoy it, but I don't enjoy it the way I used to. So that's just some of the things that I've noticed as my taste have changed. You know, I'm discovering that I probably do eat a lot more vegetarian-themed meals, partly because if I plan it right, they can be a little bit cheaper, but then I use a meat as an accent. What I do is I try to cook what I call a mother meal, which is a base meal of, it may be real heavy on vegetables, but then my next meal might be breakfast. I'll use those vegetables to make an omelet. Then another meal, I'll add maybe a little bit of meat and make yet another dish. So over the course of 1 to 3 days, I may have 3 to 5 different meals using, let's say, some squash and some eggplant and some other things I did as a stir fry for my first dinner. Then my next, you know, like I said, well, maybe an omelet for breakfast. Then I may grill up chicken breast and use that as a side with a little bit of a salad for yet another meal. So each meal is a little bit different, and I don't get, because I think that's the other people are saying, well, what about leftovers? Well, I don't worry about leftovers because it's a whole new meal.
Yeah,
well, leftovers
yeah,
are kind of nice. Aren't, you can change leftovers over into a lot of different. I said leftovers are kind of nice to have, aren't they? You just create another dish with them.
They are, and I don't like leftovers as leftovers. I just never have. It's the way I grew up as a kid. I just never cared for them, particularly reheated. So what I'm like, well, I don't like leftovers, but what can I use to turn my leftovers? This is a trick I learned from my mother. She didn't like leftovers either. The cupboard and making a completely different meal out of what she had in the refrigerator.
That's right. I see the same thing.
And I think that's something you just have to look at is, you know, look what you grew up with a kid. Look at what's comfortable for you and then just start thinking of how you can adapt it to the truck.
Something that Tom was saying a little earlier about you being able to have a lot more produce and stuff on the truck. A lot of the produce that you buy, like he was saying, does not need to be refrigerated. If you do keep it in a cool, darker place, I use a wicker basket underneath our bed, and I can keep my squashes and cabbages and that kind of stuff. It seems like I used to think that all produce just needed to be refrigerated, but that's just not the case. So now I have learned that there's a large portion of things that you can purchase that doesn't need to take up and occupy your refrigerator space.
That's a great tip. And I was under the same impression, Jeannie. You think, you know, you're in the produce section, and it's, you know, you feel like you have to take it and immediately put it in your refrigerator. So, great tip.
You know, okay. One thing to kind of to think about, Kim, if you're not sure if you need a refrigerator or not, look at some of the Amish or some of those communities that maybe don't have refrigerators like we do. Look at how they store their food for winters, or read the books about what farmers used to store for the winter, like turnips and squashes and things like that. That'll start giving you ideas of what you can use, of what will, you know, basically like since your winter, your hard vegetables, you know, for the most part, they don't have to be stored. Zucchini, you could probably get away with, you know, like a day without refrigeration, but, you know, like your summer vegetables are more likely to need refrigeration, where your winter vegetables are less likely to need refrigeration.
Yeah. Well, Tom, you brought up, and I think it's a great tip, too, to share with, you know, the different seasons of vegetables. So we should almost never get bored, should we, with all the different seasons. And like you said, the root vegetables now, which are so great, and then come in summer, you know, all the new ripe vegetables coming out and all the different things we can do with that. So make it a challenge and have some fun with it, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
And one other tip that I would give people is try to find a few friends that you enjoy cooking with, whether it's a cooking group or friends, and give each other a challenge. A bunch of us have been doing that lately. It started with some friends of mine last summer that were giving me some challenges, saying, well, I bet you can't use, you know, beef jerky and whatever you can find at a truck stop to make a meal out of. And I've actually taken that challenge up a couple of different times to try to come up with a healthy dish using things that only you can find at a truck stop on a $10 to $15 budget to feed 3 to 4 people on. And just give yourself these kind of challenges, because you'd be surprised a lot of times stuff that you never thought would work. All of a sudden, your mind starts, you know, like Jeannie says, as you're driving. Also, you'll get this inspiration. You'll come up with this great dish. It doesn't take that long to make. And, you know, your friend's like, I never thought you could do it. It's like, you know, a friend of mine gave me a challenge the other night on how to make healthy beef stroganoff with beef jerky. I think I've figured out how to do it. So, you know, like I said, it's just coming up with ideas that are outside of the box with what we can easily get to as truck drivers.
Good. Great ideas. So, well, Tom, well, I want to thank you again for coming out and sharing, because, you know, your story where you've gotten to health and then you're continuing sharing with others to help them as well. So I thank you so much for coming on, and have a safe and good weekend.
I will do my best, Kim, and thank you for having me. And actually, one last secret I'm going to share for my cooking tips is don't forget the salad bars at truck stops, because this is something that I just started realizing lately. You've got a lot of salad bars have your sliced mushrooms, your chopped onions that you can buy, you know, by the pound or whatever. And if you're out of fresh ingredients on your truck and you want to make a stir fry or something for dinner, run inside real quick, because you know a lot of times you can grab maybe a handful of spinach, some onions, some mushrooms, maybe some tomatoes, you know, whatever you like in your stir fry. And all of a sudden now you've got a whole bunch of fresh veggies that you were out of on the truck, and you can usually pick up what you need for a meal for right around $5 or less. So you can still eat pretty cheaply and have leftovers.
There you go, and have it prepped for you and everything. So good suggestion.
Thank you very much,
Kim.
And Judy, it was a pleasure talking to you as always.
See you, Tom.
Night.
Okay, well, Jeannie, I just want to thank you again for coming on and sharing about the Heart Smart Highway. And we want to encourage everybody to go out there and like your page. And I'm going to have a challenge here at the end of the show. But so tell me, Jeannie, what's for dinner?
I actually have salmon that I took out of the freezer yesterday afternoon. So I'm going to put something together with that. I'm not exactly sure yet, but I do have quite a bit of produce in the truck, so I'll come up with something good and post it on Heart Smart Highway.
I was going to say, I want to see a picture, because that is something I have never figured out how to cook right. So I want to see your tip on that, and I challenge myself to try it then next week. How's that?
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. Jeannie, thank you again so much, and hope to have you on again here, especially when your cookbook comes out, and maybe an update on the cooking challenge, okay?
Okay, sounds awesome, Kim. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you, too. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks.
Okay, you guys, we're going to go off. We have Mark in Miami that's going to come on here. So, hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. So, how is it in Miami?
Well, it's nice and warm. It's about 70 degrees and sunny.
Is it? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So what would you like to share with us today, Mark?
Well, I told Kevin my story. Basically, I've always been a long-haul driver, and about 14 months ago, 15 months ago, I landed in a hospital with pneumonia, and the doctor really scared the heck out of me and told me I had sleep apnea, which I didn't want to admit, and had a lot of health issues, all related to being overweight. And I decided that I needed to make major changes in my life. And I first change I did was I started working locally, doing container work in Komodo, which I don't like. But anyways, I went to see a nutritionist, and she taught me how to eat, basically. I eat 5 to 6 times a day, every 3 hours. Eat very healthy. I never ate 5 times a day before. I used to eat once or twice and all kinds of junk. And I didn't want to just lose weight. I also wanted to be fit. So I started going to the gym, and the lady before was saying baby steps. The first time I walked into the gym, I couldn't stay on the treadmill for more than 5-10 minutes.
Is that right?
So I worked my way up and set goals, you know, and basically worked 15 minutes. So today I do an hour with no problem. At a hard, at a high speed, and, you know, I play around with the angles, you know, with the, what do you call the, you know, the degree of on the treadmill. And I also started and I've worked my cardio to the point where I'm in great shape. I lift weights and all that, but the result has been I've lost 75 pounds. I went from wearing 46 size pants to 36, and all my health problems are over. I mean, I have I have a blood pressure of a 20-year-old, according to the doctor, and I'm 50. I feel great. I sleep better than ever before. I'm energetic. Before I was always tired. I'm never tired now. I also use some supplements, you know. Basically, I've learned how to change my life. And eating, of course, like she was saying, I never ate breakfast before. I ate breakfast, oatmeal in the morning with maybe some raisins, a hard-boiled egg. And another trick is lots of water.
Okay.
She told me I had to drink 80 ounces of water a day. It sounds like a lot, but it's not. You know, most bottled water is 16 ounces.
Uh-huh.
So if you drink a bottle of water, that's 16 ounces. That's equal to 2 cups. So if you drink 5 bottles in a day, that's all you really need. And I do that with no problem. I was never a soft drink person, but no soft drinks, no starch. I mostly eat Melba. You know those Melba crackers?
Yes.
I don't know if you ever heard of them. Yeah, that's my bread.
Okay.
I eat a lot of salads with meats.
Okay. Yeah, so
that's
what day is for you.
Yeah, it's become a lifestyle, and I love it. I got it down to a science. I know that, you know, every 2.5 to 3 hours, I'm eating something. I eat 2 fruits a day, 2 of those, no fruits 5 hours before going to sleep, you know. So most of the fruits are during the day. That's some things that she taught me. But and now I'm making I'm getting ready to go back over the road. That's my next challenge. I want to be able to do what I'm doing now over the road. I still spend 14 hours a day in the truck, so I'm able to do my diet in the truck. The only difference is every morning when I leave my house at 4 o'clock in the morning, I leave with a cooler ready for all my meals for the day, all my water, everything. And I'm setting up my truck. Well, that's very nice when you're
to your success, huh?
Yeah, but what I do is I really prepare my food. I do a menu on Sundays, and I prepare my food for the week, and I have it all, like my salads, all in different Tupperware, separated.
Uh-huh.
You know, each meal. I have usually 2 different type of either fish or poultry, salmon, shrimp, nothing like she was saying. I stay away from anything that's,
processed.
Yeah, I stay totally away from, no processed foods. And now I'm just bought a spinning bike, which I'm installing in. I removed my passenger seat that I never used.
Uh-huh.
And I put a spinning bike inside my truck.
Where did you get that?
Well, I found that, spinning bikes could be costly. They're about $900 to $1,200. But I found a gym that was going out of business, and I had a bunch of spinning bikes. Like, they were, brand new. And I bought one for $250. Basically, I removed it. Yeah. And that way I could do my cardio. But I think if you diet, that's 70%. 30% is, or maybe more, it's you got to do, whether it's walking, riding bike. Yeah, because that's, you want to not only look good, but you want to feel good, and I found, I'm able to do things that I haven't done in years, and it's because the cardio. Other thing is, it's setting yourself up. It's planning. A lot of it is planning and determination. I determined that I was going to change my life. I didn't want to be one of these guys that were found dead inside the truck. I worked for a fleet that every year they would find 2 or 3 guys inside the truck dead, and most of them were in their 50s. So I didn't want to be... I didn't want to end like that. And my body was telling me, man, you got to do something. I mean, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't even tie my shoes.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I've got goosebumps. I mean, your story is so, it's just so real. And I mean, what kept you going? What was that, you know, like that first day when, like you said, you walked into the gym and you did 5 minutes. What kept you going? Get up and do it again. Because it was such a huge change you did too, like from planning your meals and going to see a nutritionist. What was it that just kept you going?
Well,
with that?
You know, at the beginning it was hard, but what kept me going was that immediately, as soon as I started dieting and eating, I don't want to call it dieting because it's
right.
Basically I started eating right. I started eating my 5 meals a day every 3 hours. I immediately started seeing results. So
yeah.
I would weigh myself once a week, and the first week I lost 7 pounds. I got
wow.
excited right away.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, you know, 3 pounds and 5 pounds. And then one of the things, just setting myself goals, I think that's one of the things that got me going. Like I said, when I first got there, I couldn't do 5 or 10 minutes on the treadmill. So I said, well, I want to try to do 10 minutes every day for four times a week. And next week, I would go up another 5 minutes. And
mm-hmm.
before I knew it, I noticed I could, you know, now I'm doing half an hour. Now I'm going to go for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And your body feels different every day. There's days where I know I could go for an hour, and there's days that I push myself to just do the 45. But
yeah.
pushing yourself. Now, I'll tell you one little thing that really my daughter thinks it's silly, but it really it's like a little. When I started, I was, like I said, I had 46 waist, and I wore a belt. And as I started losing weight, instead of buying a new belt, I started opening new holes on the belt.
Yeah.
And every time somebody would say, man, you've lost a lot of weight, I would show them, hey, look how many holes. And that really, I still wear that belt. I mean, I've opened like about a dozen holes in it.
I love that. I love that. So
yeah.
That, but it says so much.
Right. And the other day I went out and I went to put on a suit that I had bought a year and a half ago for a wedding. And I just, you know, I had to go buy a new suit, go buy new jeans.
Yeah.
All that makes you feel good. You know, it makes you feel.
Yeah.
You know, so anyways, I'm now determined to be able to do this on the road and maybe share it with other guys, other drivers. And for me, there's no going back. It's a life change,
yeah.
you know? And
yeah.
And I still haven't reached my goal. My goal is to lose another, I've lost 75. I want to lose another 15, 20 pounds.
Okay.
But being fit, you know, being fit. And I'm hoping that as time goes on, more and more truck stops start opening up gyms.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of the big fleets, you know, in their terminals. I think that, I don't know if you heard Kevin, that most the average life for a truck driver is 58. That's crazy. We got to be able to turn that around.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the power in numbers of all you guys just staying together a little bit and showing other people and being an inspiration to show somebody else to say, hey, I can do, you know, if he can do that, maybe I can do that too. And you guys are standing up saying, you know, yes, you can, and this is what I did. So I'd love to keep you on board here with us too and just, you know, have you come in and share as you get, you know, more and more your goal going forward. And then when you hit the road as well, would love to have you come on and share with us, you know, about what you're doing and how it's going for you. So it's, I mean,
yeah, definitely. I plan.
Yeah, you set your truck up for success, it sounds like, for the cardio with that spin bike.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing is, you know, there's, everywhere you go, there's gyms, you know, and
mm-hmm.
be surprised how many gyms are inside of shopping centers where you're able to park, and most gyms will let you even work out for free the first time or maybe charge you $5 or $10, you know, and to me, it's an investment, you know, so if you, where there's a will, there's a way. You know, if you want to do it, you're going to do it. And then once you start seeing results, it's like a natural high. You just don't want to stop. You want to keep. But setting goals is the main thing, and reasonable goals. You know, you're not going to, like she was saying before, baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to do both. If you diet, you got to diet. That's 70% of it. And, or eat properly.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a lot of water. And most people don't do the eat one or two meals a day. And the trick is to speed up your metabolism.
Yeah. And keep your blood sugar up. And I love what you said, because you plan it. And you, on Sundays, you prepare your food for the week and have it all ready. So you set yourself up for success with that and as well with your bike. And, Mark, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, be sure to check out, find Jeannie's site out there, and then there's a couple other sites, like there's Trek and Runners. They are great to help with finding, trails and that kind of stuff. And so there's also Ride and Roll Cycling. So there's a cycling group of drivers as well.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, surround yourself, with people like that, because they're just the most giving people that lift each other up to keep, help all of us to be healthy.
What's the name of it again?
Yeah, there's Truck and Runners.
Truck and Runners, okay.
Uh-huh. It's without the G, Truck and Runners, and then Ride and Roll Cycling is another great group. There's cyclists.
Okay. Yeah, I like cycling.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a website?
We just opened up the Facebook page, Destination Health. Hopefully we're going to get fired up with that next week and be posting on that regularly. So I'm hoping everybody will start coming on there and sharing and just really building this community, this tribe of people that are just sharing what they know and lifting each other up to just be better. So, yeah, so look for that too, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay, Mark. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm just completely humbled and honored that you came on here, because it's just so real. And one last thing, what would you say to anybody sitting that's listening right now that may be feeling that way too, that, they might be low and just not their best self right now and they know it, but they just don't know where to start? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, set up, make a plan, stick to it. Reach for help. There's a lot of help out there, but the main thing is getting started, get started. And and once you make up your mind, just don't go back. But the results, once you start seeing results and you're going to feel so much better that you won't want to go back. But it's just like when somebody quits smoking, they just got to say, this is it. I'm going to make a change in my life.
Yeah.
And think about yourself and your family and
you're worth it.
I don't know. It's just to me, when the doctor told me, hey, if you don't make changes, you're going to die. That was all I needed to hear.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Mark. Good for you for making that change. And we're so glad you did and happy for you. So, and there's even more ahead. So, again, I can't wait to hear. We're going to keep close to you. I got your number, okay? So, hear how you're doing.
Yeah, definitely, Emma. Yep. And I look forward to meeting you.
Thank you. Right. Same here. You have a great weekend. Be safe and be healthy, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye, Mark.
Bye.
Okay, you guys, again, thank you so much. You're all so incredible. I just wanted to direct you again, Heart Smart Highway. Go sign up for Jeannie's page out there. And I really challenge you, sign up for the cooking challenge, because that, just signing up for that, will make you go look for things you might want to make and try it. And you never know what what you'll find that you just absolutely love to add to your meal. Go find us on Destination Health on Facebook, too. Again, we just got that up and going and looking forward to adding more things about fitness and health. And please add your comments in there, too. So thank you for taking the time to join us today. You really matter. Your health matters to us. Keep moving. Be committed to you and be healthy. Be fit. Do the hard work and master this journey to health. We appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend.